The Snow Den by Shu Rayner, illustrated by John Stewart. Max yelled and waved his arms.
Tiger, stop!
Tiger stood by the edge of the ice-covered pond. His left foot was frozen in mid-air. He was about to step onto the ice. Max grabbed Tiger. He pulled him away from the edge of the pond.
I want to slide on the ice,
said Tiger.
No,
said Max.
It's dangerous.
Ant jabbed the ice with a stick. The ice broke easily. You could have fallen in, Ant said.
I'm a good swimmer,
Tiger boasted. Don't be silly, Tiger, Cat said. You could have got stuck under the ice. Tiger picked up some of the broken ice.
It's just like glass,
he said. Cat shivered. Brrr, it's freezing out here. Let's go to the micro den. The four friends stumbled along in the deep snow. Just as they got near to their micro den, whoosh! A snowplow went past. It sprayed snow all over the tree stump.
Oh no, our den is covered with snow,
Tiger moaned.
We'll never get inside now.
Cat's teeth were chattering. I've got an idea, said Ant. We could make a snow den, just like an igloo. Igloos are really warm inside. That will take ages, wailed Cat. Not if it's a micro igloo, said Ant. The friends began piling up snow. Building the sides of the igloo was easy. Making the roof curve into a dome was harder. Soon they had made a small but perfect igloo. Let's get inside, said Cat. They turned the dials on their watches and... The micro friends went inside their snow den. It's dark, said Cat.
We need some windows,
said Max.
Let's use the ice I got out of the pond,
said Tiger. Max and Tiger went to get the ice. Cat and Ant made holes in the side of the igloo. Why doesn't the igloo fall to bits? Cat asked. A dome shape is really strong, even with holes in the side. Ant explained. Max and Tiger found the broken ice. They dragged a piece back to the igloo. Max lifted the ice up. Cat and Ant fixed it into the hole. It made a perfect window. Outside, Tiger squeezed some snow into a ball. He took aim at Max and...
Take that!
Thump! The snowball hit Max in the neck. Freezing cold snow dripped down his back. Max quickly made a snowball of his own. He threw it at Tiger. Soon the two friends were whooping and shouting, throwing snowballs at each other.
Hey!
Ant stuck his head out of the doorway just as a huge snowball whizzed by.
Come and see inside, Ant called.
They all went inside the igloo.
Wow, it's so bright,
Tiger gasped.
It's so cool,
said Max.
It is cool, Cat complained, but I'm still cold.
I know how you can get warm,
Tiger said.
Follow me.
There was one piece of ice left on the ground.
Come on,
cried Tiger. He skidded out across the ice.
Now we are small, the ice is strong enough to slide on.
Whee!
Soon they were all slipping and sliding around. Tiger's ice rink was great fun. Cat's cheeks were glowing.
I'm not cold now, she shouted to Tiger.
She zoomed past him on one leg. The next day the sun shone. The snow dripped off the trees. The roof of the igloo had fallen in. The windows had melted. Tiger's ice rink was gone.
Come on,
said Max.
We can get inside the microden now. It needs a bit of tidying up. Oh, great,
Tiger groaned.
Tidying up, my favourite.
Retell the story.